Our readings today, I think, are readings that are truly intended to deepen our faith. Let's begin with the first reading. In that reading, we learn that death is not a creation of God. The reading tells us that death comes from the evil one. It comes from Satan. That God did not create death, but life. That death belongs to those who belong to Satan. I'm reminded of the gospel passage where Jesus refers to the incident of Moses and the burning bush, and where God identifies himself. He says, "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And then Jesus adds, "He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Life is of God." God is the God of the living, not of the dead. We're not speaking here of dead in the sense of physical death, but a much deeper death, a much more horrible death. The death of being cut off from the very life of God himself. If we go to the second, or to the gospel reading, that reading is two stories about people of faith. We have the story about the woman with the flow of blood. We need to understand just a little bit about the understanding and the culture of that time. As I think I said last week, blood is seen as the very life stuff. And so to have a flow of blood was, in a sense, to be losing life. Like life was kind of flowing out of her. And the second thing we need to understand is that in that time, a woman with a flow of blood was considered impure. And so because she was considered impure, she could not go into the temple to worship. And anybody who touched her was considered impure. And so because of that infirmity, she became, in a sense, isolated and cut off. And so when Jesus heals her, what he is doing is, in a very real sense, restoring life to her. Not physical life, but again, a life of being part of the community. Restoring that life that was flowing out of her. And of course, he heals her because of her great faith. Think about it for a moment. There must have been many that touched Jesus that day as he walked along. Because it says the crowd was pressing in on him. And yet only one was healed because she touched him with faith. What does it say to us? You know, we touch Jesus. We touch him in the Eucharist, or he touches us. Do we have faith when we are touched? Or does the Eucharist have little effect in us because of our lack of faith? Do we really have the faith to believe that this is the Lord Jesus, that He comes to us with the power to change our lives, to give us new life, to give us a deeper life, to give us a life that will never end. The second story, really the story is wrapped around the first one, is the synagogue official with the girl of 12 years old that is dying. This time it's not the faith of the little girl, it's the faith of her father. And notice what happens in that story. Jesus is on his way to cure the little girl. And then he's told she is dead. And of course, the people who bring the news think, well, it's over. Can't do anything about it now. But Jesus tells the official that he needs faith. Jesus knew that he was Lord of life and that he could give life. He could restore life. And the synagogue official put his faith in that. One of the interesting points of that story is the word that is used when Jesus tells the little girl to get up. It's the same word that the scriptures use to describe the resurrection of Jesus. Mark there, when he tells us the story of the little girl who was raised from the dead, is thinking of another rising. He is thinking of the rising that Jesus did from the tomb. But he's also wanting you and I to think of something. To think of the way that we rise to new life with Jesus our Savior. The Scriptures are calling us to deeper faith. The Scriptures are calling us to put our faith in this person, Jesus Christ. This person who walked among us. This person who continues to live among us. This person that is present in our assembly, that is present in the bread and the cup that we share. This person that is present in our hearts through the power of the Spirit. We are invited to put our trust in Him. We live in an age that would often want to tell us that there is no life beyond the grave. There are many today who would say that when death comes, that's all there is. We need to hang on to what is taught to us in the first reading, that our God is a God of life, not a God of death. And our God created us for life, not just a life that will go away when we get sick or when we get old. He created us for a life that will last forever. And the one who can raise us to that life is the one He has sent to us, Jesus His Son. We are invited to believe in Jesus. We are invited to give our lives to Him so that He can raise us to a new, to an everlasting life.